Hello and welcome to Small Talk, a podcast from Contemporary Pediatrics. I'm Miranda Hester, and in this episode, I'll be discussing some of the sessions that the editorial staff attended at the 2021 virtual American Academy of Pediatrics National Conference and Exhibition earlier this month. A session led by Dr. Hillary McClafferty, Section Chief and Medical Director of Pediatric Emergency Medicine at the Tucson Medical Center in Arizona, offered insight for managing stress, which takes into account four important areas: sleep, nutrition, exercise, and stress management, and should include a self-check-in with four questions: what is in your control, what are your available resources, what do you need that you don't have, and what can you let go of? The session, Addressing Barriers to Care for Immigrant Families, looked at how the Program for Immigrant and Refugee Children at Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital in Houston tackles challenges to providing quality care to immigrant families. Barriers to care include language, health literacy, immigration-related fears, and cultural factors. With the pandemic increasing the amount of telehealth use, knowing how to code for payment is even more necessary than ever. The session, Coding for Virtual, Digital, and Telehealth Services, broke down how to best code for all visits, as well as who can submit for payment with certain codes, as some can only be done by physicians or other qualified health professionals. It's not included on the differential for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but sleep disorder should be considered when facing a child for the first time with inattention, hyperactivity, or behavior issues, according to Dr. Grace Wang, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at Penn State Health in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. In her session, My Child Won't Sit Still, Is It ADHD or an Underlying Sleep Disorder? Dermatologic conditions can present differently on skin of color. In her session, Dr. Kandris R. Heath, Assistant Professor of Dermatology at the Lewis Katz School of Medicine in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, shared clinical pearls for caring for skin of color, which included having cultural sensitivity. It's a tale as old as time. A doctor writes a prescription for a patient with a chronic condition, and later on, the patient reluctantly admits that they have only been taking it a quarter of the time. Dr. Heather DeKayser, Assistant Professor of Pediatric Pulmonology at the Breathing Institute at the University of Colorado School of Medicine and Children's Hospital in Aurora, discussed the impact and scope of non-adherence, what may impact adherence, and ways to improve adherence in her session. It's not something that many are comfortable thinking about, but everyone has biases. Examining whether a SNAP clinical decision was based on intuition or shaped by implicit bias is important. Addressing those concerns can lead to better care for more children. The development of healthy sexuality is an important milestone on the path to being an adult, but the average amount of time spent in a typical visit is just 36 seconds, and many teenagers don't have the ability to speak to their clinician alone. Telehealth visits offer the chance to make up for this gap.
Thanks for listening. If you like us, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.